This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room, and they would not stop screaming.
Loud noises!
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
Not a game, not a game, not a game.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's sports.
All around the clock, sports all the time. That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, I hope the Pittsburgh Steelers get the same kind of deal I got today. We have suspended Daddy for 2 to 3 hours, and we have brought in Damon Day and Holly Carnes to replace Daddy. Yes, it's a two-for-one deal, but I think we got the better of the deal. I don't think UNK is going to be smiling about that by the end of the week. But we'll be talking with both coaches on Loper Link here in just a couple of moments. We welcome you to the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy will be with us in a little bit. He's got, I don't know, it's an ingrown hair or something. I don't know what the deal is, but he'll be around soon. 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number, 888-455-3776. Or you can email us, the Net Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we go to the Debt Popper inbox right off the top here. Tom and Hastings says, now that Tiger Woods is no longer the big topic, we have the boring NBA playoffs. I would rather watch paint dry than watch the NBA. Derek?
Boo. I boo that.
There were 9 games last night in the NBA and the NHL.
Yeah, a lot.
Did your head explode?
No, it didn't. I watched most of the Lakers Oklahoma City game. That thing got close down the stretch, but Kobe did his thing and won that game for him there. So they head back to Oklahoma City down 2-0.
I always turn to you for my NHL knowledge. Is there anything I need to know about last night's games?
No, not really. still the first round, so, you know,
The best color battle of the business for nothing, folks.
Yeah, 7 games all the way through, but Pittsburgh got a big win last night. I think they're really coming on, so I like the Penguins.
We'll have a little football talk. It looks like ESPN's Chris Mortensen just reporting 4 to 6 games for Ben Roethlisberger. A lot of people believe whatever it is, it's kind of like good time in prison. They might give him 6 games, but if he's good until the first game of the season, they'll knock it down to 3. So we expect that official announcement a little bit later on today. Adam Carriker, former Husker, traded away before the draft. And the NFL schedule came out last night. The draft going on tomorrow. We'll talk about that as well. But as we do every Wednesday, we tell you what's going on with UNK Athletics, brought to you by the College Store on 1420 West 24th Street, just across from the Health and Sports Center, carrying campus authentic apparel. So real, the coach might even put you in. Check it out. Or go to the web at thecollegestore.com. thecollegestore.com, and by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans. Holly Carnes and Damon Day, so grateful to have you on the program today. Holly, hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Damon?
What's up? How are you?
Are you a Cleveland Cavs fan?
Oh, of course.
Okay, I mean, all's good in the NBA.
All's good with the Browns. They're going to have they could build a 4-6 game lead on the Steelers in that, the Mighty Central?
I thought you'd give it up on the Browns.
Oh, you know, that was just, you know. My players have informed me that Brady Quinn is not very good. And so I've been having to listen to that for the last 2 months. So I've kind of gotten over that, but I am a little nervous about Jake Delhomme or Seneca Wallace being our signal caller, but. My brother says they're so bad that they really don't know what they're going to do with their draft pick. If they could, they probably just wouldn't draft anybody because they're so bad at drafting anyways. So,
Holly, do you pay attention to any of this? Or is it softball and being a mom all the time?
Yeah, mainly. I do watch some football, but more college. My husband's a big Michigan fan, so yeah.
Wow.
I know. Not professional, though.
Nobody ever. Okay. Anyway. You know, whenever we drive to Kansas City, as we did earlier this about a month ago to go watch the Husker women play in the tournament. Oh, hey, there's Northwest Missouri State. Lopers play them every once in a while. That's really close to Kansas City, Damon. Welcome back and a nice win yesterday.
Thank you. It actually is nowhere near Kansas City. The sign that you see, it's another hour and 15 minutes on a two-lane road that hasn't been paved in 50 years. Like, my molars are, my teeth are sore from that ride yesterday on that on the wiki. You know what we call our bus? If anybody doesn't know, the bus for UNK is called the wiki.
We travel in style, man.
And you know what they got the name from? It was when you ride down the road, it's so windy and whatnot that it makes the sound the whole time, like over everything. The TV, the movie, it goes wiki, wiki, wiki the whole time down the road. And then you get on bad roads and God bless our bus driver, Doc.
So this year we should put in a few funds for that, maybe? Will that help at all?
No,
it's not gonna matter.
No, I like it though. It's better than three. We used to travel in three vans, and the coaches have to drive. So, I mean, Mr. McBride's done a great job of getting our transportation much safer and much better for us. So, I mean, I'm sure Coach Carnes would agree. I like the wiki over the three vans.
Well, back when I played here, we could drive the vans. Talk about crazy.
Well,
right?
I guarantee if you ever have to come back early in the season over the mountains, I've heard some of this stuff before. It's not pleasant. Why didn't you guys play two yesterday?
You know, it was kind of one of those things to where we're at our limit of games. And for us to just kind of play another road game and whatnot, it sets up better for us. I know it sets up better for us to play Hastings on a Tuesday for our pitching staff purposes. Yesterday, everybody who needed to pitch got to pitch. And so it kind of sets up better for us to play Hastings again next Tuesday than to use all of our games in one Tuesday. So, you know, with the new regulations and whatnot that we have in scheduling, that's really going to take away a lot of our midweek games. And it's just, you know, once again, it's just horrible decision-making by the NCAA. I mean, you know, they do all this type of stuff, and I know you're probably not allowed to say this, but they do all this stuff called life in the balance and whatnot, and they forget to ask the student-athletes what they want.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds great to some people who are in a committee to say, hey, you know what, let's cut back on games. Well, let's just now cut back on opportunities, because I'll be honest with you, we probably need six less players now. I mean, we're carrying probably four less pitchers and two less position players because they're not going to get those six games that we used to play midweek with. And so, yeah, it's life in the balance, but it's also cutting student-athlete opportunities, which I thought that was the whole point. So it's going to definitely affect us as we move forward, not having those extra six games.
So the new motto is now, I chose Division II, but there wasn't room for me, so I left.
Kinda.
I love the logo. I choose Division II, but it was kind of funny. One of our guys had a big banner of them, and then on it said it, I choose Division II, and then someone jokingly put a piece of paper over it. Only after Division I didn't quite work out. It was Seth Sabota, who transferred from Nebraska back to us.
David Day and Holly Carnes are with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, you know, maybe even before you guys were here, softball, very, very hot. Baseball, Damon's brought that back. And both teams right now are on as good a winning streak or winning games at a pace that maybe at the same time we haven't seen in quite some time. And, Holly, I know that you're very pleased with the turnaround of your team here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, they're beginning to believe. That was, you know, I kept saying, how do you get a team that really doesn't suck, you know, to play well? And that's been what we've been scratching our head about. And, you know, they're getting it together. They believe, and they're hitting the ball, you know. So that's where we're at right now. Our kids finally believe, and they're playing good defense. They're hitting the ball. And it's against good pitching, too. You know, we took Pueblo's top pitcher out, you know, and played well against her. And I think we had their coach kind of, his jaw was dropping a little bit. You know, we're not as bad as our record shows. So right now we're kind of picking up some steam, and we go into Metro, you know, 6-2 right now, and hopefully we'll give them a run for their money.
I know the couple of the series that you had at home the week that Shadron came in, I think you played two or three series at home in 1 week. It seemed like giving up the long ball. You'd battle, then all of a sudden a two-run home run.
Yeah.
Has that changed a little bit?
Yeah, our pitchers are shutting down hitters at this point, you know, and we're going, you know, every week we have a new philosophy, and actually we have one kid out, and we've had another Danny Mulwinkle step in and play well. Last weekend we didn't know what was going to happen really without Becky Dunn, and they've stepped it up. And, you know, Danny Mulwinkle's now playing some first base for us, and she's hitting the heck out of the ball, so we're not going to change much.
Awesome. You've got more softball, as you said, coming up this weekend. Here's what's left: at Metro, then the midweek series to Shadron. You play Sunday at Metro. Are you coming all the way home and then going to Shadron, or do you get to go straight to Shadron?
We're going to go straight to Shadron. We're going to stay on Sunday in Denver since there's not much happening in Shadron, and then we'll drive over on Monday.
I think and I've talked about this with Damon from time to time, as he touched on the schedule always changing because of the weather and all the changes almost every year, how they run the RMAC. I think we can look at your record and still have no idea where you're sitting when it comes to standings in the RMAC, making the tournament. So fill us in, fill the Loper fans in on where your softball team is right now with two weekends to go.
Well, when we were on the losing skid, we were like tied for 10th. And now this week, you know, playing well, we're in 6th. So it's going to vary, you know. And with Metro coming up in those tough games, I don't know where we'll be, you know, depending on – it's just going to jockey around until probably that last week, and then we're going to know exactly where we're sitting and what we have to do against Springs.
And for the fans, Metro's the real deal here.
Oh, yeah. Metro reminds me of teams that I played on in the 90s, really. I mean, they're 29-2 in the conference. They're a powerhouse. They've got good pitching, good hitting.
90s,
baby.
90s.
Back in the glory days.
I want to follow up on that a little bit because it takes us into recruiting. As I always poke fun at almost all the coaches at UNK, you've got to go outside the state. What's in-state softball talent like right now? Because there are more high school teams, but it also seems like maybe the newer teams haven't developed. They haven't been around long enough to develop strong programs. So where is softball high school-wise? And with all the NAIA kids and the Division II kids, all those opportunities in the state, where's that talent level at right now?
You know what? It's pretty high as far as I'm concerned. Out east a lot more. I mean, they play more competitive. You know, we go for the kids more so out in that area. I'm sorry to say because I'm an out west kind of kid. But Blair is where we're getting a lot of our kids. Mm-hmm. We're going to have 7 Blair kids on our team. They know how to win. 2-time state champs. I mean, they have a winning tradition, you know, so that's kind of where we're at.
Kind of same story with Damon high school ball, and then at least they have the Legion season. I know they play softball. It's just, I guess, not as in the forefront of that everybody knows. It's more of a travel team with softball. How's state baseball? How are the kids in the state of Nebraska at the high school level looking right now?
Very good. Very good. I mean, every year there's a strong crop of players. I would probably say that in the state of Nebraska, it's probably not top heavy. There's probably not a lot of draft choices or, you know, a considerable huge amount of crop of, say, Division I players. But I think that second tier of players that is looking at a UNO, a UNK, a Wayne State, there's a lot of different types of individuals and different types of players that we can go out and get. And I think if you look at how the Division II teams are all built here in the state, they're all kind of built a little differently. You know, we have to be a little bit more offensive-minded just because we play in the RMAC, whereas UNO has to be very pitching-oriented because they're in the MIAA. And, you know, Wayne plays in the Northern Sun, so, you know, they can do some different things there. And so I'm very happy with where we're at and what we're able to do. We do a very good job, I would say, of recruiting from Lincoln west to Denver. That's kind of our main area. We've kind of thrown in the towel with Omaha. It's just it hasn't panned out for us. We get a couple, one or two kids from there. But, you know, they're just so over-recruited in Omaha. There's just so many schools that come in. Because of its central location, you got the schools from, heck, Northwest Missouri State had 6 guys from Omaha on their team, and we don't even have that. So with its location near Missouri and Iowa, and then you got the Minnesota schools and whatnot, we've really found our niche from going from Lincoln west, and then our relationship with Sponge and Arch, Coach Spongeberg and Coach Archer with the Legion, they're always letting us know of guys that they think will fit our system, and let's face it, we get a lot of our kids from Kearney.
Well, and I was just going to say, if you pick some of those kids up, word of mouth, friends, played summer ball, played winter ball, played a different sport together, we see that a lot. And the Loper baseball team, 27-15 at this point, and they have been on a tear as of late, and a couple of come-from-behind victories this weekend, and you made sure that didn't happen yesterday by knocking the ball out of the ballpark.
Yeah, yesterday was a lot of fun to coach. That was a fun day. You know, our starter, Austin Parker, went out there, and I really talked to him early about being a midweek game, and he's got to be the tone setter. He's got to, you know, if he comes out and starts throwing ball one, ball two, then it's going to turn into a trap game for us on a Tuesday afternoon when we've had to get up at 6 a.m. to get out to the games and whatnot. And he came out and really dominated the first five innings I think we had. I think by the time he came out of the game, I think it was 8-2 or 8-1, and he really did a great job of setting the tone, and our kids just came out and played really, really well. And you know, we talked all weekend long after the Mines series about how Northwest Missouri State was a big preparation as we get into a huge weekend for us against Colorado State Pueblo. And our kids went out and, you know, as I said, it was a workmanlike effort. They were very efficient. They were very got after it a little bit, and it was over early.
Damon Day and Holly Carnes are joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, UNK baseball and softball coaches. Because of the bad weather in Kearney, February, early March, the way it goes, you had to switch up and play so many games on the road to start the season. Now you've got a chance to, I guess, reap the benefits here because everything's at home. This Northwest Missouri State game, the only road game like in the last 3 weeks of the season. Talk about Pueblo and what they're bringing in this weekend. Is this the team that walked to the hotel last year?
Yes.
So. Yep. Okay.
So Pueblo's coming in. And then Hastings Tuesday, we finish up a double. It's a doubleheader because we pick it up in the third inning. We're still planning on doing that.
Yep.
You guys have the lead. It'll turn into a doubleheader. And then Regis comes in. We'll start with Pueblo.
You know, this is kind of for the Plains Division title. I mean, we both could have hiccups against our final weekend, of course, but this will set a trend going forward of who's going to be the Plains Division title. We're behind them by half game with our quirky conference scheduling type of thing. They ended up getting rained out against the number one team in the conference, New Mexico Highlands, so they didn't get three games in there. And then we lost two games because they won't let us. We played Christian, but they won't count as conference games because they were on a Monday. And so, you know, there's a five-game differential kind of right there on some how this whole Plains Division thing is going to work out. But, you know, the thing that we told our kids is make sure we put ourselves in a position when they come here, if we win the series, then we win the division. And so if we win two out of three this weekend, then we're going to be put ourselves in the driver's seat for that Plains Division title. And if they take two out of three, then they're going to move into the driver's seat for that position, and we're going to be chasing them the rest of the year. And so it's a big series. They've kind of become – there's kind of a rivalry developed between the two programs. And so I know our guys are excited to come out here, have them come out here this weekend and get kind of a tone for when we played them out there. I think it was games 22, 23, and 24 straight on the road. And so I know our kids are excited to kind of get them on our home field and have an opportunity to play them here.
And the same thing happened to you, Holly, only I think reverse. You probably got some games wiped out that you would have liked to play early in the season.
Oh, definitely. We drove all the way down to Las Vegas, New Mexico, just to sit in a motel for 2 days and then drive back home. So those would have been huge games for us to play.
When you're sitting there, I mean, unless it's a monsoon through the whole state or whatever the story may be, what can you do? Because I know you guys went into Kansas and played some games at the beginning of the year because you couldn't play here, you couldn't play in Colorado. Once you're there, are you just limited? I mean, because, again, if I don't know, I mean, if you guys kind of know the rules and we don't know the rules, it's hard to explain to the public what's actually going on.
It was kind of an interesting situation because we knew that there was going to be weather, okay? So if you know that there's going to be weather, then you can push back 2 days as long as you don't travel, okay? So I tried to do that. The coach had scheduled then more conference games for Tuesday and Wednesday, I believe. So we couldn't really push our games back. Mm. And, you know, now there's a big kind of hubbub about that in the conference because if you know that there's going to be weather at any time during the spring, obviously, don't schedule Tuesday games or else be prepared to get into your bus and drive where you've got to go to play. Then we sat down there for 2 days.
And highlights?
No highlights, really.
It's not the best place in the RMAC conference to be stuck. Well, let's wrap things up by again telling everybody what we've got going on. You'll be coming home next week. Probably some need to win games against Colorado Springs. Let's not paint the picture. Metro is ranked third, eighth, something like that in the country.
Yeah, fourth
in the country. And so a split would be an outstanding weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And you're probably going to need some wins next week at home in the finale against Colorado Springs.
Yeah, and you know what? The last 3 years, it's been set up that way. Poor Colorado Springs. So, I mean, we'll see.
And Damon, we don't have to worry about that. We just worried about trying to claim a title here, a Plains Division title.
Yep, that's kind of pretty much. I'm excited. I know our kids are excited, and it's only Wednesday, so we're trying to keep a lid on everything and stay status quo and whatnot. But it's a big weekend for our baseball program. Our kids have worked hard to put themselves in this position, and it's fun to get to go out and have it decided on the field, and hopefully we get it done.
The Loper baseball team will be at home a single game Friday at 6, the doubleheader Saturday at noon. They're hoping to be doing some celebrating on Saturday night if things go well. So I know fan appreciation night was last time around, last week. This fan's probably a little bit bigger deal. Come out, check out the baseball. Next week, the softball and baseball teams will both be at home to wrap up the regular season and hopefully both on to the conference tournament and beyond. Gang, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Holly Carnes, Damon Day. Our Loper Link segment on this Wednesday brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, we have the loans. I don't know why your mother's name just popped into my head when I read that there. And by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, now open and has your textbook supplies and tons of Loper gear. Stop by and check them out online, thecollegestore.com. Does Molly's Motor Works have a website yet?
I think that they don't keep up with it, though. Well, it's not pretty.
It's there. We can see a smiling face.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back with more after this.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with Charterwest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at Charterwest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. Charterwest National Bank.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The UNK baseball team is home this weekend to take on Colorado State Pueblo. Friday night's game begins at 6. Saturday's doubleheader gets underway at 12 noon. For the Hastings College baseball team, they are home this weekend, taking on Dana Saturday and Mount Marty on Sunday. The doubleheaders begin at 1 o'clock. The Nebraska baseball team continues their road trip to Baylor this weekend. Friday night's game is at 6:30, Saturday at 3, Sunday at 1. You can hear Nebraska baseball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. In softball, UNK will be at Metro State this weekend, and the Hastings College softball team will be on the road at Mount Marty on Friday, Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday. The Nebraska softball team will be hosting Kansas Thursday and Oklahoma Saturday and Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'm Doug Duda.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with some breaks of sun possible later in the day, as well as a slight chance for a shower early on. Highs reach 64 with the east winds 5 to 10. Back to 46 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 54.
The Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Again, want to thank UNK softball coach Holly Carnes and baseball coach Damon Day for joining us on the program today. And our emails rolling in. Here we go. And Mark in Minden says, yes, I love the Doug and Day Show. I think Daddy's supposed to be here for the second half. I don't know how this works. You know, he texts me or he'll leave me a voicemail and says, hey, I can't be there right away, or something like that. If I answer, he hangs up right away.
It acts like he has an important meeting or something, and yeah, I don't believe him. But
there were a couple of other Loper notes. June 14th is when the Blue Gold Golf Scramble is set. If you haven't received your information, if you've been in it in the past, you should have received your information. If not, go to lopers.com or contact Sean up at the UNK Athletic Office for what's going on there. For Hastings, they're kind of quiet till this weekend. both softball and baseball going on this weekend. Of course, track continues. Spring ball has wrapped up at UNK. They went through a little scrimmage on Saturday. Hastings College wraps up this week with their football, and everything else continues on. Golf, the Armax didn't pan out so well. The Loper men have been playing so well all year, and it just didn't finish very well for a UNK out at the Armax. So we'll see what that means for a regional consideration, because they dropped pretty significantly in last week's regional rankings on the men's side. Sarah Wissing did help the UNK women. They finished sixth, and she finished in a tie for third individually in the RMAC conference. So we will see what's still in store for golf around the area. Hastings, again, that GPAC thing, they have like nine qualifiers. It's qualifier two, three, and I know they still got another one. So, and the Big 12 golf tournaments get going over the next weekend as well, men and women. Folks, don't forget, it is the new location for Godfathers in Kearney, open at their new location, North 2nd and 42nd Street. Or for the Kearney folks, that's just right there in the Archway Plaza. And, oh, bigger and better than ever. Two huge dining rooms, seats about 140 folks, so never have to worry about finding a seat. The game area and the new lunch buffet. It's served from 11 until 2, 7 days a week, only $6.50 with the salad bar and a good salad bar. We went up there again last Wednesday and enjoyed the salad bar at Godfather's. $6.50, pizza. They even got some monkey bread on there, Derek.
Ooh. Oh, I love monkey. My wife, big fan of monkey bread.
A lot of people love the monkey bread, and man, it doesn't take long for a pan of that to get scarfed down by all of the folks in the group. Godfather's, dine in or call 234-9444. 234-9444. Plus, they provide full catering services. They've got private rooms for parties, and their hours, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on the weekend. Delivery is available during store hours. Check them out. Their new location in the Archway Plaza, North 2nd and 42nd Street. $6.50 for lunch. Are you kidding me? Godfather's Pizza at their new location in Kearney. Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox here. Our Powder Blue Royals fan, Jeff, says, it looks to me like Adam Carriker was moved to make room for Sue. Any chance the Royals bullpen could be moved to make room for, well, anybody? Royals fall 4-3. Jeff, I don't think so. I don't think Adam Carriker was moved for Indomitian Sue. I don't think so. Adam Carriker out all season with injuries, and ended up being traded late yesterday to the Washington Redskins, which I hate the Redskins because we're Cowboy fans, but maybe they're putting some people together, or maybe they're just bringing in a lot of old guys that used to be good.
Well, if you think about it, if Carriker goes there and does get playing time, he'll be right there along with Albert Haynesworth, and Haynesworth does he requires a lot of attention along that offensive line, so that would maybe free some stuff up for Carriker there.
Well, everybody except Mike Shanahan says that they're not shopping Albert Haynesworth. Of course, he has that exorbitant contract salary, and he's been banged up, and they only have one draft pick in the first three rounds. So they'll pick fourth tomorrow night, and then they don't have another pick until Saturday. And a lot of people believe that they get rid of Haynesworth and pick up some draft picks. So we'll see. I mean, we still have over 24 hours before the draft begins, more wheeling and dealing. It's just got to the point, and especially financially, some of these teams don't, and Colin Coward was talking about it, they prefer almost not to draft somebody in the top 5 or 10 and pay a lot of money to somebody that's not proven. You've got to hit that home run with your first-round draft pick. Otherwise, you should have traded it and got some value, and that's where luck becomes part of a GM's job. I mean, yeah, there's good GMs, and there's people that can do that. And then there was a couple other trades yesterday. Byron Leftwich leaves Tampa Bay, where he just got benched last year and was never going to play. He was actually the third-string quarterback, goes to Pittsburgh from Tampa Bay. And Torrey Holt signed yesterday with the Patriots, who always seem to need that second, third, fourth, well, that third or fourth wide receiver. And depending on how Wes Welker comes back, you know, Torrey Holt, old, but, you know, hands are still hands.
Yeah, Patriot, that's where receivers go to kind of rekindle their career there. They've had a couple of guys over the last year that have gone up there and done good. Guys like Jabbar Gaffney, guys like Deion Branch, and now Torrey Holt, who's had a couple of years where he hasn't played very well down in Jacksonville. Maybe he can get his career back on track up there.
Well, let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a lot more to talk about, so we'll do that and be back with more right after this on ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Meetings with clients and colleagues are crucial, but we all admit this, business travel is a hassle. Wake up early, parking at the airport, all for a one-hour meeting. Do more, travel less. Go to meeting.com. It's an award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. With just a click, host sales presentations, training sessions, product demos from your desk. Avoid the hassle, time, and money of traveling and still exceed the sales goals. GoToMeeting is just $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. Host 5 or 5,000 for one low flat rate per month. Plus, voice over IP and phone conferencing is included free. I've used GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting.com for my listeners, a free 30-day trial. A month of unlimited online meetings free. Special offer? You want it? Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in the promo code Colin. Be sure to type in my promo code Colin. GoToMeeting.com. Why waste time and money?
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with some breaks of sun possible later in the day, as well as a slight chance for a shower early on. Highs reach 64 with the east winds 5 to 10. Back to 46 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 54.
So live your life.
Got a new phone. I'm still trying to figure it out.
It's not a phone, Doug. It's a BlackBerry. It's a difference.
It's way beyond my knowledge.
Yeah, anything you got to read the instructions, forget it.
888-455-ESPN, or you can email the Net Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. A lot of high school events went on yesterday, and we're starting to see some pretty good times, seeing some St. Cecilia, wow. They just continue to dominate about everything they do. They swept the Superior Track Invitational yesterday. The boys scored 200 points. The girls scored 187. Also yesterday, the Overton Track Invitational went on. Ansley wins the girls, and Axtell was second, followed by Sargent and Pleasanton. Sargent won the boys, followed by SEM, Axtell, and Overton. Also yesterday, the Kearney golf team won the McCook 11 Team Invitational. Grant Davis was the individual medalist. Grand Island and Hastings traveled to the Creighton Prep Invitational, and the boys out east are playing very good golf. Grand Island shot a 318, and that was good enough for eighth. Hastings finished in ninth in the field yesterday. Also, Grand Island picked up a win in baseball over Lincoln Pius X. And also in golf, Alma won their own invitational by one shot over Franklin. Plenty of soccer yesterday. A little bit of an upset. The North Platte boys beat Kearney in a shootout. Kearney, again, they didn't let him score, but they lose it in a shootout, 1-0. And in the girls, it also went overtime, but North Platte scored in overtime to win 1-0. Elsewhere in boys soccer, Grand Island beat Norfolk, Central Catholic over SCOTUS. The Hastings boys pick up a 3-0 win over Columbus. Holdridge down York, Lexington over Kearney Catholic, and Schuyler beat Northwest. And in the girls game, Lexington beat Kearney Catholic 5-2. Holdridge over York, Norfolk beat Grand Island. Columbus beat Hastings in a shootout, and Schuyler beat Grand Island Northwest.
Some offensive scores there, too. Some goals being scored. That's good.
Yeah. It's we call that daddy soccer.
Yeah, exactly.
Something is actually going on. 888-455-ESPN, or you can email the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I was kind of thinking Daddy would be here by now so we could discuss the destruction of the Nebraska baseball team last night. They get out to a good start. I even commented when it was 4-1, it's over, because that's just the way it is. Whoever gets out to the lead lately, there's never any comebacks, and you kind of see the other team, their heart just kind of isn't in it. But that was not the case for Creighton, and even our Nebraska starting pitcher, Casey Hopman, got off to a great start, pitched well. Nebraska up 5-1. But then here we go. After six, it's 5-3. Then Creighton gets two in the seventh, three in the eighth. They're up 8-5. But Nebraska then gets guys on second and third with nobody out in the ninth. Can't score. Strikeout, line out. And there you go. Creighton has won the first two games. They've got one more game to go here in a couple of weeks. But the first time Creighton has won this series over Nebraska since 2007. And Creighton's putting together a decent season. They're not a 500 ball club. Neither is Nebraska. They're 18-19. Not good. Huskers will be traveling to Baylor this weekend. We expect to have Baylor baseball coach Steve Smith join us, I think, tomorrow. That is not confirmed. If it's not tomorrow, we will have him on Friday's show. So there you go. That's what's going on with the Huskers. Husker softball team lost yesterday to Iowa State. They will host Kansas tomorrow. That is going on in Lincoln. Well, the NFL schedule came out yesterday, and I don't know. If it's big enough to have a Sports Center special on and to make a special show, instead of just releasing it on the web like they've done in recent years, then obviously people have a care about it, and there's going to be people that say yay and nay. Dallas, I have to ask you, when I say the Yankees, there's no middle ground. I hate them. Some people love them. A lot of people love them. I think it's still the same way with the Dallas Cowboys. Well, if the Yankees and the Mets and the Cubs and the Dodgers are on ESPN, you know, three out of the four nights a week that they show baseball, or four out of the five nights, then how are the Cowboys only picking up one Monday night game this year, and the Houston Texans are on like nine times? Now, Dallas does what Mike and Mike called this morning, have seven, I believe it was, standalone games. By standalone games, when they play on Thanksgiving Day, nobody else is playing at the same time. A Sunday night game, a Monday night game. They have the Christmas game as well, so that is a standalone game playing on Christmas Day, which is a Saturday, which I still, that still has always just tweaked me wrong. There's no reason to play on that Saturday. They used to play some Saturday games in the last 2 weeks of the season. Now they play those Thursday games for the NFL Network. There's no reason to play on Christmas night. I don't like it. Maybe call me, I don't know, old-fashioned, a dork, whatever you want to do. I just don't, I don't like it.
Could be worse, Doug. You could have games in Toronto as home games. So that's
that's what the Buffalo Bills have.
Well, terrible. Stop doing that.
I think last year they actually had Christmas Eve game, which is worse.
You know, and they had decent crowds show up in Toronto, but quit. Home game is at home. The fans in Buffalo, they're good fans in Buffalo. Contrary to popular belief, the team might suck, but they're good fans in Buffalo. Keep the games in, but make a home game a home game.
That's exactly right, and they're going up there twice because they're playing a preseason game up there. So Buffalo will be up there a couple of times, and they did, as they said, put all the games out last week as divisional games. Again, that's going to get interesting, because as divisional games, now, you know, Dallas is playing Philadelphia, and so the Giants are playing Washington. you know, if Philadelphia, which I expect will not be a factor in the playoffs this year, just lays down for Dallas so that, say, Washington can't get in, I can see that happening more than if you played somebody that didn't really have a dog in the fight. You know, if you were playing Jacksonville and they had no loyalty to any of the teams in that division. So you know that by the time Week 17 rolls around, that's going to happen. But Week 1, it will open up with Minnesota and New Orleans. That is what the NFL has decided to do, is take the defending Super Bowl champion for the most part, and they get to host that opening Thursday night game, which I think is a good idea. Thursday night, September the 9th, and Minnesota plays New Orleans. They had talked about this, that we've known for a long time what teams were going, who they were going to play. We just didn't know which week. And basically we knew if it was home or away. And they talked for a while that New Orleans and Minnesota were going to play in New Orleans, and about the only time that made any sense for them to play was opening night. And that's what has happened. Dallas will have the opening Sunday night game at Washington. And your Buffalo Bills, Derek, they open at home against Miami.
Yeah, get a home game.
And they got all those new guys in Miami.
Yeah, I know. Start 0-1 at home. That's awesome.
When we get closer to the NFL season, we'll get somebody on with the Kansas City Chiefs or that covers the Chiefs. I will be interested because now, again, the NFL continues to do different things. They make changes. Golf, they do make changes, good or bad. They've been playing two Monday night games on the opening Monday night. But the first, I think this is the fourth year, maybe, that they have had two Monday night games. They play one on the East Coast, and that gets the early start time, which had been 6 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. I thought it was a 6 o'clock start time. Here it says Baltimore at the Jets, 6 o'clock start time, 7 o'clock Eastern. And then they play the West Coast game at 9:15. I believe San Francisco, Arizona had it once. I know they played in San Diego, in Oakland. Nope, not this time. San Diego at Kansas City. A division game in the Central Time Zone that will kick off at 9:15 on a Monday night. I don't care. Kansas City has rabid fans. They're compared, them and Green Bay, as much to being a Husker fan as you can be, the way that it is set up for game day. But how happy can the folks in Kansas City be? I mean, this isn't football time. It's week one. People aren't necessarily, I guess there's going to be all kinds of angles. But a 9:15 kickoff? Keep it on the West Coast. Seattle, give them the game. Give it to San Francisco. I mean, it's not like we only have one team on the West Coast, Arizona. You know, why the Kansas City Chiefs? Why the Kansas City Chiefs? Even if it's in Denver, you're buying yourself an hour. I don't like it, and that just means since they did it this year, they will continue to do it.
Who plays the debacle in London this year? They have the Browns going over there, I think. Is that right? Damon Day's Browns headed that way?
You know,
I know they have another game over there in London. And that, I mean, say what you want, but that hasn't gone. I mean, come on. This is America's game here. I mean, sorry, it's overtaken baseball. NFL is the most popular sport here in the United States. Don't send it overseas. Don't send it to Toronto. Boo.
Yeah, I knew who was in that, and I'm scouring the schedule here to see if it actually says in London, and I have not come across that. So let's take a break. We'll find out who that is. And we'll come back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Fire us your emails, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. And as the sun's out and it's shining on your vehicle, you went, ooh, well, they can take care of those dents at the Dent Popper. Back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. The hardest part of any home improvement project is finding a way to get out of doing it yourself so you can focus on things that are really important, like your family or sports. Do what I did. Never waste another weekend on home repairs. Sign up for Angie's List. Yes, go to AngiesList.com. It's a word-of-mouth network of consumers' real-life experiences with local contractors and local doctors. It makes it easy to find reliable, high-quality professionals in more than 450 categories. Angie's List is a place where you find people who get the job done on time, on budget, accurate, and they complete it the first time. Make Angie's List your trusted resource. Sign up today, use the promo code COLIN, and get 20% off any Angie's List membership plan. Just go to AngiesList.com and enter the promo code COLIN. Or you can call 1-888-888-5478 and mention COLIN. AngiesList.com. A word-of-mouth network you can't live without.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
We'll see considerable cloud cover across the area today with some breaks of sun possible later in the day, as well as a slight chance for a shower early on. Highs reach 64 with the east winds 5 to 10. Back to 46 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Come to decide that the things that I tried will ruin my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea.
Oh, it's Wednesday, folks. That means Burger Night at the Chicken Coop. Kearney and Grand Island, every Wednesday from 5 to 10, $5 for any burger off the menu, and fries like the Totally Jack Burger, Mushroom Burger, Bacon Burger. Oh, it's all there for you. You don't have to have burgers. They've got a great selection on the menu for lunch and for dinner. Depends when you want. And supper. You know, again, I
say
call
dinner.
It supper.
I call it dinner.
I call it supper. But I think that is starting to weed its way out. But whenever you want to eat, when they're open, and they are open. From 11 to like 1, it's incredible all the food they have there. Whether you want to watch the football, the draft, what a great place, draft. Get some wings, get some chislicks, get some beverages, whatever you want. Maybe a Dr. Pepper, maybe a Coors Light, maybe a whiskey, whatever it is that you like to knock back while you're watching some football. They've got it there for you because there's not a bad seat in the house, and there's great food and drink specials every day. And don't forget, for graduations, anniversaries, birthdays, family reunions, meetings of any kind, book the party room, seats over 100 at the Chicken Coop. Contact Colin or Scott and give them a buzz today. Tonight, Wednesday, every Wednesday, Burger Night, $5, burger and fries. Pick it off the menu. They'll fix it up for you at the Chicken Coop. 888-455-ESPN. You did find out, by the way, who plays in London.
Yeah, San Francisco and Denver. Apparently it's a San Fran home game there. So they get to travel literally halfway around the world to play a home game. That's, yeah, good luck.
I wonder how that works for your season ticket holders. Because you know they don't get like a complimentary or a, I'm guessing they don't get a reduced rate flight to London if they want to go.
I wonder if they don't, you know, we did take a look at it, divide it up how much money they're paying for per game in the season ticket package, and just maybe refund that or don't charge it in first place, or not sure. But if you're a home fan, I mean, Buffalo fan, you don't like those games going to Toronto. San Fran fan, you don't like having to play a home game in London. And, I mean, they've gone over decent in London. They've had good crowds, but do they really know what the hell they're watching over there? One out of every two people in there probably doesn't know the full rules of the game. So, but nonetheless, I mean,
well,
they're
like
trying
Americans
to expand internationally.
Soccer.
So yeah, correct.
That's what they're trying to get done here. But I don't know where they're going to go with this because the NFL cannot expand overseas. So we'll see. Hey, Royals baseball got an early start today. We will not be broadcasting it live because we had such an outstanding Doug and Daddy show over the last hour to cover that. But the Royals have scored three in the first, and they lead Toronto 3-0. They're trying to be like the Huskers and win one of every three games. And they've dropped the first two here. But they are so ready to get home. And Zach Greinke is on the mound today, so he's spotted with that 3-0 lead. Usually that's enough as long as the Royals play some defense behind him. So maybe Zach can get the win here today. And updates throughout the day from SportsCenter. But we'll keep you updated. Royals playing. Everybody else under the lights tonight. The Royals waiting to get back home. This is the ninth of a 9-game road trip. So psychotic.
NBA playoffs also continue tonight. My boy Dirk hits the floor again against San Antonio. Hopefully they can go up 2-0. He dominated in game one. I think he shot 12 of 14 from the floor. So, yeah, I think it's Dirk's year. I can feel it. I feel it.
I don't know, man. I said it before the playoffs began. Where would you seed Oklahoma City right now?
You know,
in the West. I said they weren't the eighth. That's what they were. They won 50 games, and I never could find for sure. But they have to be the first 50-win team to be seeded eighth. Going into the playoffs because the West was just so much more dominant than the East was this year in the NBA. But, man, and you throw in the injuries, I would say Oklahoma City, you put them in a series with the 4-5, Denver, and Utah, and they'd have, I would think the odds makers would make them a 50-50 chance to win either one of those. So they'd have to be at least a 4-seed, don't you think?
Oh, I think you're about right. And, hey, if you line them up against some of those Eastern teams, if they were in the Eastern Conference, they would be a 4 or 5 seed there, and they would give a Miami or a Atlanta all that they could handle, I'm sure. So kind of a bad deal that they got the 8th seed. But nonetheless, like you said, the 50 wins, and I was watching that team last night. You would not believe the youth that they have on the Oklahoma City Thunder. They got guys like Eric Maynor, who you might remember hit the big shot in the NCAA tournament against Duke to oust Duke about 3 years ago. I think he hit a three-pointer from the top of the key with VCU, Virginia Commonwealth, when they were playing Duke there. And they've got him. They've got Ibaka. They've got, obviously, Kevin Durant, Brian Westbrook. They've got a lot of great players. And young players. I mean, God, I'd love to see the average age of their team, but if they won 50 games this year with that squad, and if Durant just continues to get better, look out, because they could be a force here in about 3 to 4 years. We're talking 3-4 seed every year in, year out, maybe higher, if they can put things together.
If.
That's a big if. I mean, you got guys on the way out, though. If you look at the landscape of the NBA right now, how many more miles does Kobe's legs have on him? How much longer can Dirk Nowitzki play? This is his 12th year in the league already. Tim Duncan on his way out. Dwayne Wade, I mean, hey, when you're talking about a guard in the NBA that puts on the mileage that a lot of those guys have on their legs, I think we're going to see a new order kind of ushered in here over the next couple of years. And I think, obviously, LeBron James leading the way there. But Kevin Durant, tell you what, he is he's going to be a star here, a big, big star in about 3 or 4 years.
Do you think anybody cares?
Probably no. I do. But.
I found that here in our little section of the world, the NBA just is not followed anymore. We followed it when we were in high school. Maybe the high school kids follow it a little bit more, and maybe some of the college guys follow it. And because of LeBron, and because maybe of Kobe, and now Kevin Durant, you know, back it was Magic and Bird, and then you go to Isaiah, and of course Jordan, and that. So there's enough superstars left for the kids to follow. But unless you're from a big city, it seems like there's not a lot of interest in the National Basketball Association, or the NHL, for that fact.
Do you think that maybe, I mean, obviously you look back at the glory days of the NBA in the 80s and the early 90s when they had stars like Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan. Now, obviously, they went through the Thug League in the late 90s. Now we're looking at a more flashy league. I mean, guys are all about themselves and things like that. I think that's probably what's contributed to maybe some of the interest falling in the NBA there.
Well, Bird and Magic were in the right spots, L.A. and Boston, with established tradition. Cleveland is not established tradition, but you also knew your boys weren't going anywhere. You knew your boys were staying home. Michael in Chicago, Bird in Boston, and all the Lakers that stayed there. Even Boston, when they built this team here a couple of years ago with Garnett and Pierce and that whole crew, they just couldn't keep it together. They just... couldn't keep it together. Zach Greinke throwing a no-hitter through two batters so far today. Royals 3, Blue Jays nothing in the bottom of the first. We want to thank all of our guests, including Holly Carnes and Damon Day, UNK softball and baseball coaches. As always, we feed them with our fine folks at Burger King. Don't forget their double cheeseburger, just a buck. The drive-thru special, 32-ounce soft drink or iced mocha, only a dollar. Check that out this afternoon. Tomorrow on the show, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and Steve Smith, scheduled to join us. Jared Crick from the Huskers. Steve Smith, baseball coach at Baylor. Friday, Jared Crick, Cozad big boy for the Huskers, going to join us as well. We'll see you then on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.